The Minister of Finance, Estepe, says Ghana's current debt position is still sustainable and manageable. He said the debt level has dropped from 71.6% in 2015 to 63% as at May this year. This he attributed to measures being put in place by the government, which are yielding results. Addressing the media in Accra on developments in the economy, Mr. Tekpe reiterated government's commitment to adhere to fiscal discipline as the country goes to the polls in December. Mercy Dakun has more.
Mr. Tekpe said the economy has been resilient, looking at key indicators such as inflation and the debt-to-GDP ratio, despite some internal and external challenges. He said the government will stay within budget as part of the fiscal discipline path chosen to develop the economy.
The economy, as we analyze it in a homegrown policy and going into the IMF program, where we were and where we are now with certain key indicators. The deficit, which was 10.2, there has been some controversy recently whether it was 12 or 10.2. We should know that at the time the budget was prepared, you use third quarter information, and particularly with respect to, since these numbers are expressive in terms of GDP. So we are seeing a steady decline where 2015 ended at 6.3 compared to 10.2 where we started, and we are expecting it to go down further around 5%, which means that even if you take the deficit to be 10%, we would have halved it 3 to 4 years into the launch of the homegrown or the IMF program. Then we have real GDP, which was estimated to grow at 3.5, which we expected to be the bottom, actually doing better at 3.9. And you know, the first quarter also came in better at 4.9 compared to last year's first quarter of 4.1. And lately we have seen the city gain some stability as all these indicators begin to move to the positive. Is the story all positive? No, we still have some challenges.
The finance minister denied reports that the release of the third tranche of the IMF package has been delayed because of government's inability to meet certain criteria.
In relation to the fund, there were some insistence that Parliament should pass the PFM and Bank of Ghana Act. Thankfully, Parliament said, because Parliament did not want to be the ones that prevents the IMF from going to the board, and they did that. And we met an important prior action. The prior action comes after the performance criteria. After the mission has come to look at your performance criteria, they go back and then they say, by the way, there is 1, 2, 3, 4 areas, in our case 8, which they said you need to do something about, including Parliament pass before we go to the board. It doesn't mean that you didn't perform on the performance criteria. So I think we should distinguish between the two. And that is the reason that we have had the delay. And hopefully there will be some further evaluation, and the IMF, we believe, will definitely go to the board.
Mr. Tekpe was optimistic about the prospects of the economy in view of the oil production at the 10 fields. He said this, coupled with other sources of revenue inflows, will see a turnaround in the economy.